All right, continuing on now. Trust me, the social media world, the internet is all a flutter because of the comment caught on a hot mic by the president to Peter Doocy of Fox News, calling him a stupid SOB. I'll share it with you one more time. I swear this will be it. Number five, go ahead and roll it so we can be all teed up. Go ahead.
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
All right, you can hear the president referring to Peter Doocy in a less than flattering way. Can you imagine if Donald Trump did this? I mean, honestly. Peter Stelter, Brian Stelter, I swear, he'd eat two double sausage pizzas just to get his angst down. He would, and then have dessert, of course. Brian seems to stress eat, and I'm concerned about him. Anyhow, Dan Gaynor is here, Vice President of Free Speech, America and Business at the Media Research Center. Dan, good to have you back.
Good to be back, and I'm here representing all the SMBs of America. We're mad as hell, and yeah, we're not going to take it anymore.
Attaboy, way to step up. All right, in fairness, Doocy came out last night and said the president called him on his cell phone and said, listen, no hard feelings, pal. You know, not. And you know what? That's all right. But if the best part of your whole week or 2 weeks is the fact that you call and said, you know what, sorry about that to a reporter, which is the right thing to do. All right. I mean, president's under a lot of stress. He mumbles something under his breath. They didn't kill his mic in time. You know, listen, if I was caught in a bunch of hot mic moments, I'd be in hot water, too. So I give him credit. And I don't give Joe Biden credit very often, but I give him credit for that. What do you say?
Except, of course, I mean, the real issue is the one you went to earlier, which is the media. The media told us lie after lie after lie about Joe Biden. This is Joe Biden. This is who Joe Biden has always been. He's a gaffe master. Remember, he's also the famous big blanking deal guy whispering to Barack Obama again on mic. In fact, years ago when that happened, we got that back when Drudge was conservative. We got that on Drudge and, went viral with it because we grabbed that video.
Right. But the other thing that I think that you're missing here is that the media, and here's where, and you must have been listening to the program for the last few days, because I have been peeling the media for being lazy, for not being curious, for giving a pass to everything, for not vetting Joe Biden. They didn't vet Joe Biden. They didn't do any research. They just turned him loose on us, basically, after defending him and protecting him in his cocoon in the basement of Delaware. And here we are. Joe Biden's always had anger issues like this where he would, on occasion, just erupt unpredictably. So he's like a volcano in the Pacific. You just never know when it might go off. Boom, there it is. He's like Tonga out there. Also, boom, he goes off, right? And it's happened his entire career, hasn't it?
And it's not just that he said tons of stuff that they deliberately don't tell you about. They staffed him extra when he traveled abroad because, of course, they were just afraid of the dumb stuff he would do. You know, extra Secret Service, extra staff to keep him out of his own way. He's a facade.
Absolutely. There's no question. And I think this is a credible quote. The Barack Obama said, never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up. I believe I've seen that attributed to Barack Obama a number of times based on the performance I see from Joe Biden. I have absolutely no reason not to believe its validity, right?
Yeah, except one point. I don't think Joe Biden's really in charge. And I think Obama is much more in charge than Joe Biden. This is the Obama White House part two. You've got Ron Klain running things, which explains why things are so failure-ridden. You've got a government filled with apparatchiks.
Exactly what you said, filled with these stooges that are also incompetent. Ron Klain's incompetent. Good. I watch Tony Blinken out there, the Secretary of State, and I cringe thinking, my God, he projects weakness. He's a little weasel. I mean, how do you think Russia and China go, oh, look, it's Anthony Blinken. Boy, we better be good. They're like, look at that twit. Look at that twit. They snicker behind his back. I mean, seriously. They're probably shooting spit wads at the back of his head during recess. Come on.
We're doing hashtag diplomacy against one of the world's, you know, nuclear powers. Oh, I stand with Ukraine. Well, no, you don't. Because you really stood with Ukraine, you'd be standing in Ukraine with 40,000 Americans, by the way. You know, but we're not going to hear that in the media either. So, of course, I love the Ukrainian response. The Americans in Ukraine are safer than they would be if they were in L.A., which sadly probably true.
Right.
You know, they don't want to tell you that that one of the reasons why Russia is doing what it's doing in Ukraine is to do exactly what's already happening. It's splitting NATO.
Let me ask you about something else. Because in the end, and maybe not that far down the road, and I think I've said this to you before, and I'll say it again if I have not, Russia is a much more natural ally to us than Russia is to China. Because in the end, China is the enemy of everybody, really, because they want to control everything everywhere on the entire planet, does China. So at some point, Russia ends up back on our team, just like they did in World War II, because there will be no other natural choice. So I wonder what happens here, because Russia has to be in alliance with America and Western Europe, or China is free to roam, and China doesn't care about Russia. They'll use them for a moment, but they do not care. So what happens?
Well, what Putin wants to do, I think, is reestablish the old Soviet Union. The old Soviet Union was able to stand up to China. That's what he wants. He wants to, you know, to force all the old republics back into the Rodina. That as long as Russia is a dictatorship and a kleptocracy, I don't think we have much to deal with. Although if you do wonder sometimes about D.C. being a kleptocracy too. Sure. Yeah, I agree. The threat ultimately of China, because of the size of China and it's the outsized ambitions. China wants to be a global power. Wants to be
the global power, without anybody having the ability to have veto power over anything. China wants to control everything all the time. I mean, they've made that quite clear. I don't know where it plays out. I don't know if Russia goes into Ukraine. They might peel off another slice and another slice. They're not going to take it all at once. I don't think they have the ability to do that. But they have the ability to slice off chunks. They've got them surrounded on Belarus to the north, Russia to the east. Dan, we'll see what happens, but I'll give you the last word.
Well, the last word ultimately is the media, you know, as you were saying, the media basically fed us a bill of goods. Joe Biden is not competent. The norms have not been restored. Oh, we got to restore the norms. You know, we've restored so many norms that it sounds like a Cheers episode, yet everything's falling apart.
Hmm. Yeah. And sometimes you want to go to a place where everybody knows your name, but Joe Biden doesn't know anybody's name. Okay. Thank you for the Cheers reference. I really appreciate it, Dan. You have a great day. Thank you. Joe, who's this? We'll be back in a second. Don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard. Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Hey!